working real hard this morning. Good morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush. I'm your host this morning for the SCORE program, Biz Talk. We have a great program online for you this morning. We have a guest, Christina Mubarak, who owns Balano. It's a school that teaches languages, and we're going to learn all about how she started this business, and we're going to get some tips on how to learn a language. So if you're interested in this topic, stay tuned and don't hesitate to call us. I'll be giving out the numbers a little later. But first, I'd like to just acknowledge the sponsors who help bring this program each week to you. They include Associated Bank, a full-service banking corporation headquartered here in the Fox Valley area, and they are very good at business lending and consumer lending and mortgage loans, so we encourage you to patronize Associated Bank. Epiphany Law provides legal services. Kevin Eisman and his staff provide business services. They don't go into personal injury. They don't do divorce law. They focus specifically on business law. So if you're a business owner and you have a business question, contact Epiphany Law. Another sponsor is Albertson Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling is the partner here in the Appleton area. They have offices here in Appleton and in Green Bay. Right now, they're pretty busy. But if you have any tax questions about your business events or your affairs or personally, or you need help with your personal tax return or your business tax return, please contact Albertson Haling CPAs. Another sponsor we have, and we're very happy to have them, is Better Business Bureau. Joellen Walling is the director. She was on our program several weeks ago. And if you have not used the Better Business Bureau as a business owner, it's a good thing to register with them. And if you're a consumer and you're wondering about who you should do business with or not do business with, check out the Better Business Bureau. They'll help give you some good guidance. And finally, we really appreciate the sponsorship of the Venture Center out at Fox Valley Technical College. Amy Peach is the executive director. And the Venture Center conducts e-seed programs. Those are about 15-week programs on how to teach. They teach people how to do a business plan, business owners, and those who are thinking of starting a business. It's a great process, great classes. They've been doing it for a number of years. Amy does a great job. So we want to thank these five sponsors for bringing the BizTalk program to you each week. We also want to acknowledge and thank the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly newspaper. If you've not subscribed to the Business News, I would encourage you to please consider that. For only $18 a year, you get a great deal of good business information every 2 weeks. The BizTalk program is actually produced by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. The SCORE chapter has its offices at the Chamber Building downtown. There are approximately 60 counselors, and our area covers, we have an 8-county area that basically goes from Appleton, stretches all the way down to Fond du Lac. We do a lot of free counseling. If you're a business owner looking for some assistance with accounting, production, IT, marketing, HR, whatever issues you are having with your business, if you're looking for some free counseling from folks who have been through the mill before, these are counselors who are in business or are retired from business, you can go to our website at scorefoxcities.com. scorefoxcities.com. Learn about the chapter, and right online you can fill out an application, hit the submit button, and probably within a week to 10 days a SCORE counselor will be contacting you to schedule a meeting. We are all volunteer. We don't have a full staff in the office. That's one reason it might take a week to 10 days, and it's a free service, so check out the SCORE chapter. We're going to be taking a short break here in just a minute, and when we come back on the other side, we'll introduce our guest, Christina Mubarak. We have a couple of young ladies in the studio this morning. We're going to introduce them, and we hope to hear you or see you back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
LLC or S Corp. start.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio on this beautiful Saturday morning. We have a great program for you. As I mentioned in the opening segment, Christina Mubarak is here with us this morning. She owns Bolano, which is a school that teaches language. We're going to find out all about that. I do have a quick announcement first. I would like to just announce that Epiphany Law is sponsoring Entrepreneurs Anonymous this coming Tuesday, February 23rd at 5 p.m. Jason Munster of Cornerstone Business Services will be the keynote speaker. The topic is valuing your business. How do you put a value on your business? This is going to be a good topic, a good session. So if you're thinking about possibly selling your business in 10 years or 5 years or transitioning to your children, valuing your business is very important. You can learn about that on Tuesday at February 23rd, 5 p.m. Jason Munster and the attorneys at Epiphany Law. It's going to be held at the Seasons Restaurant at 213 South Nicolet Road in Appleton. It was going to be at the Jonathan's Italian Bistro, but I understand that's closed now. So the new location is the Seasons Restaurant. You want to contact Epiphany Law at 996-0000, 996-0000 to register. We also have, in addition to Christina Mubarak in the studio this morning, we have Isabella Mubarak, and we have a young lady by the name of Sophie Bengel. So we'd like to just hear from Isabella first, and if there's anyone you'd like to say hello to this morning, Isabella?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we'll give you a chance a little later.
Okay.
But welcome, and I'm sure glad to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sophie. Sophie Bangle.
Good morning.
And is there anyone you'd like to say hello to this morning?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to Kylie Dixon in Alabama. Thank you, Kylie, for being the best friend ever, and I can't wait to see you in spring break.
Well, now, there's a great greeting. Alabama's a long ways off. How did you make such a good friend in Alabama?
I don't know. I just talked to her.
Well, you lived down there for about 4.5 years, and you met her in school.
Yep.
And now, Kylie has a really special gift, doesn't she? She does something in sports. What does she do?
She's a gymnast.
She's a very good gymnast, isn't she?
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you saw Kylie?
In Chicago.
Last weekend?
Uh-huh.
And she was competing, wasn't she?
Yep.
She did pretty well.
Uh-huh. She came in second.
Second place. Very good. Well, Sophie and Isabella, it's nice to have you in the studio this morning. And we'll be talking to you a little later. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the studio this morning. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm delighted to be here.
Christina, tell us a little bit about Bolano and how it started, and what does Bolano do, and why did you start this business?
It's a really long story, but I'll try to give you the shortest version ever. I used to work for the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce in the tomb, in the basement, and I was surrounded by the SCORE folks, and they were so wonderful and so passionate, and, you know, their energy is really hard not to catch, and they'd always talk about their, you know, businesses, and I would always be curious, what did that person want to do, or I'd see all the people come in, and I always sort of had an entrepreneurial streak, but I didn't really know what it was, so I guess that was the first step to my journey. Another step prior to that is I got married to someone from a different country, so I was exposed to all different things that I didn't have here growing up here in the Fox Cities. So I guess the third thing was is I started having children, and my husband, with his multilingual tongue, started speaking Arabic, French, in more of a very juvenile way to kids, you know, little sentences here and there, or little songs or little books and things like that. And also trying to encourage them to speak to his family. And sometimes, you know, I would notice that they would just be able to take words or situations, and they would use the correct Arabic or the correct French, and they would just say things without even trying.
They just picked it up.
It was an accident. My husband's lazy. He doesn't speak Arabic on a regular basis. We're a global house. We're not bilingual. So I started thinking about this, and I thought, you know, I really want our kids to have more than just this accidental Arabic. Started doing some research and talked a little bit to the SCORE folks down in the basement, particularly at that time. I spoke a lot to Bill Francis, and encouraged me to, you know, follow my passion. Well, my husband had a different idea. He wanted me to research a Middle East restaurant because he loves to cook. So at that time, I thought, well, what do I have to lose? I have a job. I've got kids. You know, we have this accidental language thing going on. So I took ESEED at the Fox Valley Technical College, and I started to, you know, research the restaurant business, and found very quickly, almost like third or fourth class, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't like my hair to smell like food. I don't want to stand all day in a restaurant. And restaurants are one of the businesses that have the highest rate of failure, and I really wasn't interested in taking that kind of risk.
Very long hours, too. A lot of planning.
Yeah.
Big investment.
Exactly. And truly, I don't have that much of a passion for food. Like, I think you really, really have to be a passion every single day to work that many hours. So, you know, and with all the trips and friends that we have, and, you know, our friends always were curious, what are you having for dinner, or what can you teach our kids how to say this? I thought to myself, you know, I think it would be really cool to have a foreign language school for children, an after-school model. It is not taking place of what the schools have or will do in the future. It's sort of an extracurricular activity, similar to, like, you choose karate, you choose dance.
Football?
Baseball? Baseball. Whatever it is that your children want to do after school. Why not foreign language?
Now, all of this occurred to you because you were working in the lower level of the chamber building, and you were seeing the SCORE counselors counseling entrepreneurs, and you were wondering, what's that business about, and what are they doing, and it sounds like fun, and you were getting encouraging signals from the SCORE counselors, either directly to you or via comments that they were making to those clients, that maybe this is something you could do. But you picked up on something about your husband using some foreign language words with your children, and they were getting it.
Yes.
And out of that, you this notion developed in your mind that maybe we should do this on a more organized basis.
Correct.
Structured basis.
You've got it.
Entrepreneurism right at its core.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, okay, so you had that idea, and you indicated you launched your business 2 years ago?
Correct.
July of?
08.
08, mm-hmm. So it's almost 2 years ago. How long was it before when you had that idea and you actually launched your business?
I'd say from the moment it popped into my head to the time I resigned from the chamber and wrote the business plan, probably 6 months.
All right. And the business plan was a pretty important component in this whole process.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you really have to write a business plan or some form of it to really know if it's going to work, or even just exercise all angles of it. And one of the things that I found most important in my business plan was figuring out what kinds of things do people do after school, and why do they do it, and how much will they spend on it? Because I kind of think that some people, well, lots of us have limited budgets, and where does
right.
it stop?
Exactly.
So number one, limited budgets.
Exactly.
Number two, time. I'm a parent of three. I have a business, and I run a household. I don't have time to be running my kids all over the city for 10 different things. We have to make choices.
Right.
So I spent a lot of time creating a chart on what can they do from, you know, Boys and Girls Club, Boys and Girls Brigade, all the way to the YMCA, all the way to, you know, the private businesses such as karate, dance, things like that. And then there's a lot of other things that people do after school that's not really on a chart. Some kids just need to go home and, you know,
be a kid.
And be a kid.
Just be a kid.
They have those after-school programs for parents that work, you know, through the Y, right. the Red Apple, all those sorts of things. So I really had to spend a lot of time on that because that was the core of my business. That was the number one thing. The second thing is my husband said, you're not going to find anybody here in the Fox Cities to teach a foreign language. And that determined me even more. I'm like, yeah, you watch. You
Don't
just watch.
Don't say you can't do something, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
I even had someone last night. I was at a sock hop at Ferber Elementary, and a parent said to me, where are you going to find a Swahili teacher? I said, well, you watch me. I said, in the state of Wisconsin, there's, you know, we've got University of Wisconsin-Madison. That's not that far away. Why is that a boundary? So networking. I had to change my whole networking circle.
Mm-hmm.
Networking was extremely important. Starting to get into different circles, trying to go to different things, hearing tidbits of information at, you know, Christmas parties or coffees and not letting one stone underturn. I would say, I'm going to coffee today with someone who just arrived from China 6 months ago. And my husband would say, that's funny. No, it's going to be a connection somehow, whether
it,
you know, be down
You're
the road or
right.
today.
Absolutely right. Before we go too much further, Christine, I'd like to give out the phone number. So if mm-hmm. someone wants to call and ask you a question, the phone number here at the studio, if you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton market, there's a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. So give us a call and ask Christina a question about how she started her business or what her business is about. And the callers who call in with a question will be receiving a complimentary copy of a book called Speaking of Success. It's an interview with authors like Ken Blanchard, Jack Canfield, Patricia Clayson, and Stephen Covey. It's a very good book. And for those who call in with a question, we'd be very happy to provide you with a copy of that. Just leave your phone number and your name with Bob Somm at the board when he answers the phone call. I'm getting a signal from Bob that we need to take a break, so we'll take a break real quick. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue our discussion with Christina Mubarak of Bolano. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or associatedbank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY radio. We're sitting in the studio this morning with Christina Mubarak, the founder and the owner of Bolano. It's a school that teaches languages, and we're going to learn more about that in a few minutes. And also we have two young ladies in the studio with us, Sophie Bengel and Isabella Mubarak, who are here witnessing the show and adding when they can. And we may hear some foreign language before the program's over. So, but we do have a caller on the line. We have two callers. Judy, you were first, so good morning. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. My concern or my question is for the future. What do you see as the most important language that kids can learn to get ahead in the world to come?
What a great question. Judy, there's a list of languages that are most commonly spoken in the world. It's listed on my website. It's at www.bolano.com.
And Bolano is B-E-L-A-N-N-O.com.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. State Department and the National Security Administration sort of have compiled a list, and they have indicated that Arabic, Hindi, Mandarin Chinese, Swahili, Persian, and this year they added Turkish to that list for the future for our children to be exposed to and, if possible, learn.
Of course, English is probably a dominant language in in the world as
Of course. I just thought she meant besides English.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you see the schools picking up on some of these languages eventually, like in high school level, college level?
Definitely already see it in the college level. Lots of schools offer Arabic. Hindi I haven't seen so much. Mandarin Chinese has been on the for a while. Japanese. Recently Persian made an entrance. High schools, I'm starting to see it even in this area. We have a few private schools that have Chinese. But I also see that other schools, districts around the area are looking to the future. They're starting to have these conversations about the future languages. And as you can see, the world's changing. We're certainly not saying that French, Spanish, and German are not ones that people should know. They're still very important. But there's just been a robust exchange with the change in the world, with the commerce, with the political scene. And that's why these other languages are identified by the U.S. State Department.
My grandson was questioning why they were going to be teaching Chinese at the high school level at Nina High. I think we got an answer now.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have any further questions or wish to discuss it, don't hesitate to call me. My information's on the website. I'd love to chat about it.
Well, what a wonderful idea you have to get children interested and get them growing in another language right away.
Yeah, and not only growing in the language, but most importantly, exposing them to a to cultures that they're exposed to every day now, so in the United States, with such a diverse atmosphere that we live in. And even just in the news or the things where our things are made. We did an experiment 1 month at home where we looked at everything in our house that we bought. Where was it made? And that really opened the eyes to how global we are, even just right here in the Fox Cities.
You can do that at the grocery store. You can see where did the food come from.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you so much for taking some time with me.
Thank you, Judy. Really appreciate the call. And we have your number here for the book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We also have Ron on the phone this morning. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, good morning. Actually, she had just about the same question I did.
Okay.
But, say we have three boys, 13, 10, and a one-year-old, and we're down in the Berlin School District.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the same thought, so I'm glad she already asked that. You know, I said, geez, you know, the kids are taking all this time to learn. Well, I know they learn Spanish, but I don't know what else is offered in high school. But I thought it is about time that, you know, districts start thinking about, you know, like Mandarin Chinese and Arabic and all these other languages.
Absolutely.
Are you guys in Appleton? Are there any classes offered in the Oshkosh area at this time?
Yeah, I have a studio in Appleton. However, and this is something we're going to talk about, we do take the show on the road. So, you know, if there's enough people interested in a particular area and it makes sense for all purposes, you know, for all parties concerned, we can take the show on the road. And we've done that. I mean, we even have an adult learner commute once every other week. To learn Hindi, and then the opposite weeks we use Skype. So we can use some technology with the computers as well for distance learners. But I really love it when people meet face-to-face and they can touch the authentic items and they can see the teacher. I feel very passionate about that, but we certainly understand that sometimes we need to be flexible. So.
Okay, yep. So if you said say we had enough people in the Oshkosh area,
mm-hmm.
you know, that were interested in getting a group together, you know, it might even be a possibility to...
Yeah, I would say, I would say probably, like, if you could get together about five people or so, at least five, no more than 10.
There you go.
We can do that. And if you want to talk to me further about that or some suggestions and where and how we can make that happen, it would probably be great to give me a phone call or drop me an email.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on the radio today. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question, Ron. Great question, too, and great comment. Again, Christina's website is belano.com, B as in boy, ELANNO.com. And you can contact Christina at her phone number.
920-843-2214.
What was that number again? I didn't write fast enough.
That's no problem. 920-843-2214.
Thanks, Christina. Those are really good questions from Ron and from Judy. And I think it speaks to the appetite in our society today for where's all this stuff? Why aren't the schools teaching more languages and exposing them to cultures? Because learning a language isn't just learning to say, ¿cómo está usted? It's learning the Spanish culture, the Hindi culture, the Arabic culture. And we are a melting pot. Our country was built as a melting pot. We're always going to be a melting pot. We have to sustain this. We can do that through language.
I think, you know, in defense of the school systems, they have a lot of things on their plate. And yes, everyone knows budgets are really tight, and they're begrudgingly have to let go of programs. And, I think that I do really feel that the schools here are outstanding. They are looking to the future, but it takes a long time to get through all of the red tape and all of the, you know, they have to present it to the taxpayers. And
I agree with you, and I sure don't want to sound like I'm being too hard on the school systems, but the school systems do a great job educating kids. And in Wisconsin, we see the statistics every year about how well the Wisconsin students are placing in colleges, and they graduate with really good scores. That brings up an analogy, because if we have Microsoft Corporation is a huge, very successful company. If there's a need in the marketplace by a few companies for some software, oftentimes that need can be met more easily by a small entrepreneur than by the big company. And you are like the small entrepreneur, and there's a need arising in the community and society, and you're meeting it. the schools will come around. There's just a bigger ship that has to make that turn and come around. But until that happens, we have the Bolanos of the world who are going to fill this need.
You know, I think the schools have come around. When I first wrote my business plan, I was never intending to have classes after school in a school.
Mm-hmm.
And with a business owner, you have to be flexible. You have to go with what people want, but you also have to maintain your integrity and stick with your mission. When I have people interested in having an after-school program and I go speak to the school and I speak to the to the principal or whom, I've been welcome with open arms. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to sell myself short. We cannot be and will not be in every single school. I mean, that would water down what we're doing. And
sure.
There are really only so many qualified people to do what we're
exactly
presenting. So if a school is interested in offering this, it's not for everybody. Not every kid in the school wants to learn Hindi or Arabic,
right,
or parents don't feel the same. It's there.
Just like every child is not going to be an athlete or a chess player,
mm-hmm,
or a member of the Key
right
Club.
So it's convenient. The
it
convenience is there for the parents, so they have this opportunity. It's in the school. The schools have been generous. Some schools have offered us to come in and not even charge us rent. Others, they need that, and
sure,
we're totally fine with that. We're
sure
a business. We make money. We want to play fair.
If you have any questions for Christina, you can reach her at 281-1150. If you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Christina, we talked a little bit earlier about teaching children, and in your website, there's a quote by, and you helped fill this out because my printer didn't pick it all up, so thank you for that, Maria Montessori's quote, "Biologically ready. The only language men ever speak perfectly is the one that they learn in babyhood when no one can teach them anything." Now, that's pretty much a premise of your concept with children learning languages. Explain that concept if you can. I know you can. Would you explain
absolutely
it?
Absolutely. Sure. Well, there's a window of opportunity from birth to age 10 where kids absorb a language. You know, when you think about when a child's born, they're in an environment, and whatever environment they're in, whether it be Hindi or if it's Arabic or if it's Spanish and English, or if maybe during the day they're learning English and or they have a nanny or whatever the case may be, whatever they're taught, that's what they're going to learn. So
mm-hmm,
your children are completely a blank slate. You can expose them to really any language or anything, and they just absorb it. Some parents actually have the question, well, my child's busy learning English, so why would I expose them to another language? I mean, we're not teaching them like you and I learned in high school or college,
right,
where we have those vocabulary lists and we have to memorize.
Right.
You're just picking up words. You can do simple things at home without even going to Bolano. You can, you know, like Dora does. I mean, I don't know what kid doesn't know how to speak Spanish because of Dora. I mean, things like that you can expose your kids to do. Or making them aware of the signs that you see on the highway or in the restaurants,
exactly,
and things. And
exactly,
you can pick up quite a bit.
Now, is there a demand out there for adults to learn languages too? Do you see adults coming to Bolano and wanting to learn a language, maybe for their job or just to learn a language?
My passion is children. My business model is for children. And Fox Valley Technical College has fantastic classes for adults. However, every once in a while, we'll get someone who doesn't quite fit that model. Like we had a high school student who wanted to learn Japanese because she wanted to draw anime. Fox Valley Tech referred them to us. We were, and our Japanese teacher was able to work with her. And then
right,
her mother decided to take it. We had a client who's a dentist who volunteers time in India, and he lives all the way down in Marshfield. He really wants to learn Hindi, and he heard about us through a program we did for kids this summer. It made sense.
Mm-hmm.
We do it on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
There are terrific programs at the Tech, and I really encourage people to look at that. But if it was the right scenario again, in all parties it made sense, we would consider it, but only if it made sense for all parties concerned.
Christina, if I mentioned the name Bill Devine to you, what would your response be?
Oh, my gosh, my angel.
Who is Bill Devine?
He's a score counselor who works at his office at the Fox Cities Chamber. When I first started my business, because of my exposure to score, I immediately went, and he was assigned to me to help me out with my business idea. So even though I had a little bit of an idea what to do, he really guided me in the correct way for the business plan, sat down with me, started giving me contacts for various things. As I mentioned, I had to change my whole networking circle. sent me emails even. At first, I was really determined that I didn't need QuickBooks. I was going to do it in Excel. So he was trying to help me how to figure that out. Then, you know, shortly after that, I realized QuickBooks is made for a reason.
Yep.
So, but yeah, he was respectful and needed to know that I needed to respect my journey and to figuring that out.
Well, thanks for that, Christina. We're going to take another break here. It's about 10 minutes till 10. We'll come back on the other side for a final segment. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry, like ours, dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
And welcome back to BizTalk. My name's Tony Bush. We're in the studio this morning with a great, great business called Bolano. Christina Mubarak founded this company 2 years ago. We've been having a great conversation about how she started her company, SCORE's role in the founding of the company and continuing to grow the company, and language and what it means to learn a language and how it people have an interest in these things and how can they go about doing this. And in the studio, one of our guests, Sophie Bangle, has a question. Sophie, why don't you pose your question?
My question is what would be the easiest language to learn?
Sophie, what a great question. Easiest isn't always the best way to go. The road less traveled. But I would say for a student who is between the ages of 0 and 13, I would recommend learning one of the less commonly taught languages. Less commonly taught, not less commonly spoke. That's a little bit more difficult for adults to learn because you have this opportunity to learn to absorb the language. So I would recommend learning Chinese. Think about all those characters you'd have to memorize. Or Arabic or Hindi. Both of those, right, you learn to read from right to left, the opposite of what you learned in English. So that would be a whole new way of thinking, which wouldn't be so difficult for you.
Cool. Great question, Sophie. Thank you. We wanted to talk a little bit about a grant. You had said in a pre-show conversation that you were successful in getting one or two grants. Can you quickly describe that process?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things in researching my business plan is I immediately went to some national associations and wanted to align myself with, like, the American Council on Foreign Language Teachers, and then there's a local one, too, is Wisconsin. And in doing that and with the association, you know, you get all these great links, which you can get lost in for hours. But I found a grant. It's called StarTalk. It's through the National Security Administration. And I remember at the time writing my business plan thinking, this looks like a grant I should pay attention to. It looks interesting. It fits my mission. So I immediately put my name on their mailing list of when that grant becomes available in that cycle again to drop me an email. So when I got that email immediately, I said, I don't know. I'm going to do it. Why not? If anything, it's going to keep me in check even with just my business plan and right. my first year of business
exactly
to see all
right.
the different changes that have occurred or things that worked or didn't work. So I applied for the grant, and then I had to wait a couple of months till I found out if I got the grant. I was accepted. So we got a grant for $30,000 to do a Hindi program for children last summer. It was a success, big time.
Great.
It was
excellent.
Wonderful.
So grants are available. Just need to do some research. Take some writing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some discipline. It's kind of like revisiting your business plan again. And when the grant is granted to you, is there a measurement process to see how you spent the money? Do you have to account for how you used the money?
Yes. I had to propose a budget. They had to accept it. And if I wanted to change my budget in any way, if I wanted to move even just $1 from marketing to, let's say, you know, the
rent or something,
I had to ask permission to do that. I sent an email, and then
Pretty disciplined process.
It is. It really is. And I think that's rightly so. We're using tax dollar money, and we want to be responsible with it. And we were measured. I had people visit out from the grant, come watch us and do an evaluation. I have an evaluation that I share with people, and you know, we met
Great.
Their standards.
Great. Christina, one more time, what's your website and your phone number?
Okay. The website is www.belanno.com, and the phone number is 920-843-2214.
Thanks. Isabella, would you like to say goodbye to anyone?
I'll say bye to my brother. Bye, Andre.
Can you say goodbye in another language?
Sai jian.
Thank you very much. That's great. Sophie, would you like to say goodbye to anyone?
I'd like to say goodbye to Kylie Dixon. See you, Kylie. Bye.
Thanks, honey. And as we come to the end of our program this morning, Christina, we have a little habit, I guess, or a little practice here at BizTalk of asking our guests to provide a biz tip for the listening audience. And you have a great story about how you had this little seed of an idea, and you were in an environment that, like a petri dish, that fostered the growth of that idea. And finally, you just leaped out of that dish and you said, I'm going for it. And here you are today with a company that's almost 2 years old, and you're making an impact on a lot of people's business. What sort of biz tip would you like to share with the listening audience about your experience?
Well, I really believe that if you have an idea, what do you have to lose? I mean, you've got SCORE. They're available. You can give them a call, meet with them. They really will hold your hand through the process. You believe in what you do. You have a passion for it. You have someone on the outside to listen to what you have to do, and you just cannot give up. Don't let any stone unturned. Do not give up for any reason at all. Talk to people. Ask questions. Align yourself with SCORE, and I think you'll be a success.
It takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
It does take a lot of work. You have to have a passion. Sometimes you have some sleepless nights.
And one thing you mentioned earlier in the program, too, was the flexibility, because you mentioned something about after school. It was never in your business plan originally,
yes.
but
I think with any business, especially when once you actually start doing the business, things change and not according to your business plan. And you need to kind of go with the times as long as you're fitting along with your overall mission statement. Sometimes that can be undaunting. And when you have a partner like SCORE or, you know, E-Seed or your mate or whomever, it's good to run those things by and get that support from them. And a lot of times it's just a matter of, well, why wouldn't you do it? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're too close to it.
Exactly right. Thank you very much, Christina, for a great program this morning. And next week we're going to have Jane McQuillan will be our guest, Journey Consulting, LLC, on how to improve business operations. She's a turnaround specialist. So next week, Jane McQuillan, Journey Consulting, LLC, you've been listening to BizTalk this morning on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. Goodbye, everyone.